Please turn with me to Luke's Gospel, chapter 22.
请你们与我翻到路加福音第二十二章。
Verses 24 through 27.
第二十四节到第二十七节。
This is one of a number of similar passages spoken by Jesus on different occasions.
这个是耶稣在不同时候讲的同样类型的那个经文其中一个。
The last two times I was with you, we looked at John chapter 10.
上两次我与你们在一起时，我们一起看了约翰福音第十章。
In that chapter, we saw Jesus as the true and the good shepherd.
在那一段落里面，我们看到耶稣就是真，也是那个好牧人。
As our shepherd, Jesus is also an example for us concerning leadership in the church.
身为我们的这个牧羊人，耶稣也是为我们一个榜样，关于教会里面的领导。
I would like to look at one of three important topics concerning leadership.
我想看这个其中一个，关于三个大题目，其中一个关于领导的。
Although this topic is about leadership, it has application for every believer.
虽然这个讲到是关于领导的，但它给每一个基督徒都有应用。
First, we are all responsible to examine the qualifications of those who lead.
首先，我们有责任需要查验凡带领人的资格。
Second, the standards for leaders are the pattern for every follower of Jesus Christ.
第二，给领袖们的那些准则，就是给每一个基督徒的一个模样。
In my judgment, shepherding best describes the basic function of church leadership, and especially of elders.
根据我的判断，我觉得牧养是最能够形容一个教会领导人的这个基本功能，特别是在长老这方面。
But there are other fundamentals concerning the nature of biblical leadership.
但关于这个合乎圣经的领导方面，还有别的基础。
In one or even three sermons, we will only touch the surface of the topic of leadership.
In one of these three sermons.
Or one or even three.
Okay, 我们在一个或在三个讲到，我们会谈到这个带领的这个话题。
An overview of leadership in Scripture would be an entire 30-hour seminary course.
我们只能表面的谈到，因为一整个这个圣经里面讲到领导的整个大纲，就需要花三十个小时的神学课程。
Whole books have been written about just today's topic.
有整本一本一本的书写关于今天的题目。
And it's a very important topic.
是一个很重要的题目。
In fact, I believe that in regards to leadership and ministry, it's the most important topic.
甚至我相信关于领导、关于侍奉，这个是最重要的题目。
So please look again at Luke 22.
所以请你们再跟我看到路加福音二十二章。
Verse 26 says, The greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves.
第二十六节讲说，你们里头为大的，倒要像年幼的；为首领的，倒要像服侍人的。
Here is the true challenge of biblical leadership.
这个就是真正给我们圣经合乎圣经领袖的挑战。
The leader must lead with a servant's heart.
带领的人需要以服侍的心来去带领。
As we look at this passage, I believe we can divide the challenge into two parts.
当我们看到这段经文时，我们能够把这一个挑战分为两个挑战。
The first part of the challenge we face is changing our thinking.
我们第一个挑战是改变我们的思想。
Much of the change to which we are called in Scripture is two-sided.
许多在圣经里面提到叫我们改变的有两方面。
On the one hand, it concerns that which must be stopped.
一方面是叫我们需要停止。
On the other hand, it's that to which we are called to do.
一方面是叫我们需要做的事。
It is sometimes described in terms of putting off the wrong patterns and putting on new ones.
有些时候它被形容为脱掉一些旧的模样，而穿上一些新的模样。
The terms that are used are similar to putting on and taking off clothes.
同样的字眼用来讲脱跟穿上衣服。
In Luke, there are certain words that point to this change.
在路加福音有一些字就是指着这样的改变。
But you are not to be like that.
但是你们不要这样做。
Instead, The greatest among you should be the youngest.
甚至或者倒要像年幼的。
The words but and instead point to this change.
这个但是这个倒就指到指着这个相反的意思。
In regards to leadership, there are definitely wrong patterns that need to be put off.
关于在领导的时候，肯定有一些不对的模范，我们需要脱掉的。
The first is our wrong thinking about greatness.
第一是我们对于这个大的想法，错误的想法。
It's easy to misread this text.
很容易读错这一段经文。
Jesus is not saying that we should not want to be great.
耶稣不是叫我们说我们不该想成为大。
Look carefully at what Jesus says.
我们来好好看耶稣讲什么。
He's not rebuking the disciples for wanting to be great.
他不是讲门徒要大，所以才骂他们。
In verse 26, he says, "The greatest among you should be like the youngest."
他是说在二十六节，你们那要为大的，倒要像年幼的。
Greatness should be strived for.
大是应该争取的。
But greatness must be on the terms that Jesus lays down.
但这个大应该是凭着耶稣所放下的条件。
Jesus is calling instead for a redefinition of greatness.
耶稣其实是在重新下一个定义这个大的这个意思。
Greatness is not what the disciples thought it meant.
大不是所谓这些门徒所想的意思。
Jesus wants us to understand greatness in the way that God views us.
耶稣要我们了解这个大为神怎么样看我们。
We need to stop thinking of greatness in the way that men view us.
我们需要停止去想这个大为人怎么看我们。
That would even include the way we view ourselves.
甚至我们怎么看我们自己。
The pattern of the world is the wrong pattern to follow.
世界的这个模范是一个错误的模范。
The Gentile rulers seek to lord it over others.
外邦的君主要治理别的。
This means that they want to be the boss.
就代表说他们要做老板。
The same term is used by Peter to instruct elders in 1 Peter 5.
同样在彼得前书五章，同样的字眼也用来跟这个长老们说。
They should not lord it over people.
他们不应该治理，他们不应该辖恶这些人。
For many people, getting to be boss means being great.
很多人觉得说成为老板就是成为大。
And that is the majority opinion.
这个就是大多数人的想法。
I saw this in my contacts in Africa.
我在非洲的时候看到同样这一类型的事。
Power was more important than money.
实力强过钱。
In fact, someone might give away all their money.
甚至有一些人可以把全部的钱给掉。
So that they would have power over people.
所以他们能够在人们当中得到权力。
If someone owes you money, you have power over them.
如果人家欠你钱，你就有对他们，你就有权力。
And that's the world's thinking about greatness.
这是世界对于大的想法。
Jesus calls them to put that off.
耶稣叫他们把这个脱掉。
Jesus also says that these rulers call themselves benefactors.
耶稣也讲说这些人称自己为恩主。
The form of the verb he uses is a bit indecisive.
他用的这个动词其实有一点不太明确。
It might be passive.
他可能是被动的。
And that would mean that they are called benefactors.
这个意思就是说他们是被叫作为恩主。
But it might also have the sense that they seek to be called benefactors.
他们也可能寻求自己被称为恩主。
Or that they call themselves benefactors.
或者他们叫自己为恩主。
If that is the case, it's probably a reference to the seeking status in the world.
如果是这个样子的话，可能就代表是某种寻求世界的一个地位方面。
It might also refer to the tendency that some leaders have to make people dependent upon them.
它也可能指着某些偏向一些人有的，来让这个人们来依赖他们。
It comes across as beneficence.
看起来他们就好像很慈善。
A person would say, "Aren't we being nice to you?"
看我对你这么样的好。
But it's really a form of control through dependence.
其实因为对他好，让人家依赖他，他就能够掌控。
This dependence might be real or imagined.
这样的依赖可以是真实的，可以是想象的。
Again, I saw this when I was in Chad.
再一次的，我在 Chad 的时候，我看到这个事情。
One foreign government had come into Chad and set up rice fields for the Chadians.
你们知道我们 Chad 是什么呢？恰德，恰德。
One foreign government had come in and set up rice fields for the Chadi.
有一个政府进来这个夏德来设立一个来种米。
Another foreign government came later and offered to help Chad as well.
有多一个政府也进来，他们愿意的来协助这个国家。
But they demanded that the first group leave.
可是他们要求这个第一组人离开。
Their help was really a matter of control.
他们的帮忙其实是某种的控制。
They didn't want to share the power in Chad.
他们不想分享这个在夏德里的这个权力。
It wasn't unselfish help.
这个是一个unselfish, 不自私的帮忙。
It was not unselfish help.
It is not unselfish.
Not unselfish.
它是有阴谋的帮忙。
It was very selfish.
它是非常有居心的，非常自私的。
Jesus calls us to put on new patterns.
耶稣叫我们穿上新的模样。
First, there's a new focus in leadership.
首先有一个新的领导中心。
This focus is Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
It's essential to look to Christ and His Word for a pattern of biblical leadership.
看着耶稣基督，看着他的话语，是有必要的来跟从这合乎圣经的领导模样。
The world is full of wrong patterns of leadership.
世界充满着错的领导模样。
Unfortunately, even in Christian books, we can detect the influence of worldly thinking.
很难过的，甚至在基督徒的书里面，我们可以看得到世界怎么影响到这样的想法。
Many times it is hard to detect because it comes packaged in biblical terms.
许多时候我们很难看得出，因为它与基督教与圣经来包装起来。
A typical book will take biblical examples of leadership.
一个典型的书将会用基督教里面的东西来作为这个领导的榜样。
Their actions are analyzed and principles of leadership are drawn from it.
就他们拿这些榜样，然后分析，然后就拿出一些领袖的原则。
But there are at least two problems in this process.
这样的做法有两个问题。
First, there is the assumption that the leadership examples were correct.
第一个问题是，这个有一个假设说，这一些领导的榜样拿出来的都是对的。
We have no guarantee that that was the case.
我们对这方面没有任何的担保。
In fact, we intuitively do not accept obviously bad examples.
因为我们不会自然的去选一些很差劲的一些领导榜样。
Something is making us to decide this is a bad example and this is a good one.
有些某种事情让我们觉得，哎，这个是一个好的榜样，这个是一个不好的榜样。
So we have imposed our thinking already on Scripture.
所以我们已经把自己的思想放在圣经里面。
Now, second, in our analysis, we tend to read into the leadership what we want to find.
第二，我们的分析很多时候会把自己我们想要的东西读进去这个原则里面。
And then when we find it, we say it's a biblical principle.
当我们找到后，我们说，哎，这个就是圣经的原则。
Instead, we need to start with the direct statements of Scripture.
反而我们需要直接的从圣经的话语来开始。
And this is what we find here in Luke chapter 22.
而这是我们在路加福音二十二章可以找到的。
Christ holds himself up as an example of how we should live.
基督把自己提高为我们怎么样应该跟从的榜样。
It's also essential to look to Christ for confirmation in leadership.
看着基督来与我们的这个领导的榜样的确定是有必要的。
Are we leading and ministering as Christ would have us lead?
我们是否带领，是否服事，有如基督会这样做的方法呢？
It is not what the world thinks that should matter to us.
世界怎么想不应该对我们有关系。
It should matter to us what Jesus thinks.
耶稣怎么想应该影响我们。
It is not even what our brothers and sisters in Christ think.
甚至不是基督里面的弟兄姐妹怎么样想。
But is what Jesus himself thinks about us.
而是耶稣自己怎么想。
I personally struggle with this as well. Many times, there are things I preach on that I know people disagree with.
有很多时候我所讲的事情我知道是人们所不同意的。
There is always differences of opinion in a church.
在教会里面总是有不一样的观点。
But I always have to come back to that I'm preaching to Jesus.
但我总是要回到是我只是要回到记得说我是向耶稣讲我的道。
He is the one that hears what I'm saying.
耶稣是那听到我讲的。
He will judge the truth of what I say.
他会判断我所说的真理。
And I have to preach to be pleasing to him.
而我需要照着他的喜悦而讲道。
I need to focus on Jesus Christ in my leadership.
我需要专注耶稣基督为我的领袖榜样。
There's a second pattern that Jesus calls us to.
有第二个榜样是耶稣叫我们的。
There is to be a new heart in leadership.
我们需要有一个新的心来做这个领袖。
This new heart is being a servant.
这个新的心就是做一个仆人。
Being a servant is not talking about certain skills.
做一个仆人不是在讲某种技术。
It's not talking about a position of serving.
它不是讲一个地位。
Being a servant is talking about the heart that one has.
做一个仆人是讲一个人所有的心。
The heart determines the motivation and the goal.
心就决定了我们的推动力跟我们的目标。
This is true of the one who serves a table in the restaurant.
在这个就有如在一个餐厅里面那个招待员。
But it's also true of the owner of the restaurant.
但他也是有如这个餐厅里面的老板。
It's not the position that the person has.
不是他所有的位置或地位。
The owner must be as much a servant as the waiter.
这个老板要有同样的心肠，有如这个。这个服务员
The waiter may have the position of servitude.
这个服务员可能有这个侍奉的位置
But the owner must have a servant's heart.
可是这个老板需要有一个侍奉这个仆人的心
We will see that in how he treats his customers.
我们能够看从他怎么对待他的顾客看得出来。
And we will see that in how he treats his employees.
他怎么样对待他的员工，我们也看得出来。
The heart of being a servant is not talking about a show of serving.
这个有仆人的心，不是在讲关于怎么样彰显侍奉。
Instead, it's what's truly in the heart.
而是真正在心里面的。
It's what comes out of the heart.
是心自心里所发出的。
The heart of a servant is revealed when we are treated like a servant.
一个仆人的心就能够彰显，特别当别人对待我们为仆人的时候。
Jesus was once asked about faith.
耶稣有一次被问关于信心。
And in talking about faith, he gave a parable.
而当人家问他的时候，他就讲了一个比喻。
And the parable helps us understand a little bit about serving.
这个比喻帮助我们了解一点关于侍奉的。
He spoke of a servant who worked in the fields all day.
他讲到一个仆人整天在这个田地里面工作。
And the servant came home in the evening.
这个仆人在傍晚的时候回家。
And the master asked him to prepare a meal.
这个主人叫这个仆人准备一道餐。
And the servant had to wait to eat.
而这个仆人需要等着来吃。
He had to first prepare the meal for the master.
他需要先为主人准备这道餐。
And then he could eat.
然后他才能吃。
And Jesus asked, would the master thank the servant for preparing the meal?
然后耶稣问说，你觉得主人会因这个仆人的准备而感谢他吗？
Absolutely not.
当然不会。
That was his job.
那个是他的工作。
He was the servant.
他就是这个仆人。
Now Jesus applied this to faith.
耶稣用这个原则在信心上。
We should just believe what God says.
我们就应该相信耶稣讲的话。
We shouldn't expect to be thanked for believing him.
我们不应该被感谢，因为我们相信他。
But we can see the attitude of a servant here.
但我们能够看到一个仆人的态度。
We shouldn't expect to be thanked for something.
我们不应该想到说我们。为一样事情而可以得到一些感谢。
Charles Swindoll made the statement that we will understand if we have the heart of a servant when we're treated like a servant.
沙尔斯·斯德他讲这句话是当某个人对我们好像一个仆人的时候，我们就能够了解仆人的心。
If we are ignored when we do something, how do we react?
如果我们做一样事情，我们被忽略了，我们的反应是怎么样的呢？
Am I upset?
我会难过吗？
They didn't notice that I did this.
他没有看到我做了。
If I ask that, then I haven't had the heart of a servant.
如果我问这样的问题，我就没有一个仆人的心。
I may have served the other person,
我可能有服侍别人,
but I was expecting to get attention.
但我是希望得到某种注意力。
If I had had the heart of a servant, I would have gladly served.
如果我有仆人的心肠，我就会很高兴地帮忙侍奉。
And I wouldn't have wanted the attention.
我就不会要这样的注意力。
Now this change in thinking is just the first part of the challenge.
这种改变思想是第一部分，挑战的第一部分。
The second part of the challenge we face is understanding and practicing servant leadership.
第二个挑战是要理解并且学习奴仆般的领导。
I'd like to make three observations about principles regarding the practice of servant leadership.
关于这个学习奴仆般的领导，我有三个观察点，我想讲这些原则。
The spiritual leader is a servant who values service and humility as true greatness.
这个属灵的领袖是一个仆人，而这个仆人注重着服侍跟谦虚为真正大的事。
He does not value power or authority.
他不注重权力，也不注重权柄。
Therefore, he strives not to be first himself, but to make others first.
所以他努力迈向不自己成为第一，但是让别人第一。
Perhaps an example will help illustrate this.
可能一个例子可以帮忙更加的清楚带出来。
There was a situation in a church.
教会有一个事情。
Two men shared the responsibilities together.
两个人有同样的责任来做这个事情。
And the one who had the position of leadership tried to help the other man.
这个有领袖职位的这个人来尽量去帮助多一个人。
He gave him the best opportunities to preach.
他给他最好的讲道机会。
He allowed him to pick the ministries where his gifts were used.
他容许他照着他自己的恩赐来选择他的事工。
And the second man gained a lot of gained a high position in the church.
而这个人因此就在教会得到一个很高的地位。
Eventually, the first man had to leave the church.
最终，这个第一个人需要离开这个教会。
But that was okay.
但这个是没问题的。
Because he had served his colleague.
因为他已经服侍了他的朋友。
When we do not value power or authority, we are ready to serve others.
当我们不注重高于注重这个权力或者权柄，我们就准备能够服侍别人。
We want to make others succeed.
我们希望别人能够成功。
Now the proper attitude is represented in the words used in the Bible.
这个正确的态度，可以在圣经里面的字眼里面被带出来。
There are two primary words.
主要有两个字眼。
One is correctly translated slave.
一个翻译是对的，而它是翻译为奴仆。
The other is translated servant.
多一个翻译为仆人。
This is the word that's used in Luke 22.
这个是路加福音22章用的这个侍奉，其实他在讲的是服侍人，其实他在讲的是仆人。
From the Greek word servant, we get our English word deacon and the German word diakon.
从这个希腊文仆人，我们拿到我们的英文字，就是今日我们用的 deacon， 就是某种长老，或者德文字 diakon。
But both words can be used for the word servant.
但这两个字都能够用来形容仆人。
The second word, servant or deacon, emphasizes serving.
但第二个字看起来注重的是服侍。
And the first word, slave, emphasizes the position.
第一个字 奴仆注重的是他的位置。
The slave has no freedom.
奴仆没有自由。
The slave is in bondage to a master who owns him.
一个拥有奴仆的主人就被主人所绑着。
Now, in Mark's gospel, he uses both words.
在马可福音里面，他用了这两个字。
In Mark 10:43-44, he says, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant."
在马可福音十章四十三节到四十四节，他这样写的，只是你们在中间不是这样，你们中间谁愿为大的，就必做你们的用人。
The word servant is the same as the one that comes in Luke.
这个用人是在跟在路加福音用的是同样的字眼。
That is our English word deacon.
就是我们的英文字 deacon。
In verse 44, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all.
而第四十四节，他讲凡要为首的，就必做众人的仆人。
And this is the other word.
这个仆人其实他在讲的是奴仆了，多一个字。
Now we know that Jesus came to serve.
我们知道耶稣是来服侍的。
But it's interesting that Jesus is not called a slave.
但很有趣，耶稣不叫奴仆。
The closest it comes to that is in Philippians chapter 2.
最接近这个的就是腓立比书二章。
It says he took on the form of a servant or of a slave.
他讲说他取了奴仆。
But even here, it does not say that he was a slave.
但他在这里没有讲，他娶了奴仆，他是奴仆。
He is never referred to as one who was owned by another.
因为他从来没有被称为被别人所拥有的。
But he took on that form or external appearance.
但他拿了这个形象或这个外表。
There is a principle we need to understand about leadership.
有一个原则我们需要了解关于领导。
When we move into the realm of biblical spiritual leadership, we move away from independent action.
当我们进入合乎圣经的属灵领导环节里面，我们就离开了个人的举动。
We move into a realm of total submission to Jesus Christ.
而进入了一个完全顺服耶稣基督的环节。
We become servants or slaves.
我们成为了仆人或佣人。
We are slaves of Jesus Christ.
我们是耶稣的仆人。
He bought us with a price.
他以重价买我们。
We no longer belong to ourselves.
我们再也不属于自己的。
And yet we serve people.
但我们却服侍别人。
Humility is valued by a spiritual leader.
谦卑是一个属灵的领导人所注重的。
In Matthew 23, Jesus repeats the theme of being a servant.
马太福音二十三章八到十一节，耶稣重复这个做仆人的主题。
And he adds to it certain ideas about humility.
并且他加上一些主义关于谦卑的。
Could you read Matthew 23:8-11?
Okay. 23,
I think. Okay.
马太福音二十三章第八到第十一节，但你们不要受拉比的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的夫子，你们都是弟兄；也不要称呼地上的人为父，因为只有一位是你们的父，就是在天上的父；也不要受师尊的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的师尊。就是基督，你们中间谁为大，谁就要做你们的用人。凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
A failure to humble ourselves may be seen in the titles or the positions we seek.
无法谦卑自己的情况下，就会显露在我们的名分或位置上，我们所寻求的东西。
Jesus warned about being called father or rabbi.
例如说，这个耶稣警告我们说，关于怎么样求这个称呼为拉比或者天父亲。父或拉比。
It's not good to be seeking titles.
追求称呼是不好的。
That shows a lack of humility many times.
它显明了 许多时候我们缺乏谦卑的心。
I was impressed by many of the people I got to know after coming to Basel.
我被许多人在巴塞尔里面惊讶了。我让许多人使我感到很惊讶。当我来到巴塞尔的时候。
They introduced themselves with their first name.
他们以他们的第一个名字介绍自己。
And I may have known them for a couple years.
可能我已经认识他们几年了。
And then I found out they were doctors.
然后我才发现到他们是医生。
Maybe had multiple degrees.
可能那个这个他们有更多的学位。
But that wasn't important to them.
是博士的学位，不是医生。这个对他们不重要。
They didn't make didn't want to show all their titles.
他们也不想显露他们别的称呼。
And that impressed me.
这让我非常。
It showed a good degree of humility.
这显明他们有多么的谦卑。
There's another side to this issue of humility as well.
这谦卑还有多一方面。
If we fail to humble ourselves, it's an invitation to God to humble us.
如果我们无法谦卑自己，其实我们在邀请神来谦卑自己。
The next verse in the passage that was read from Matthew says, "Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted."
所以第十一节讲说，十二节讲说，凡至高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
In Peter, it says that God is against the proud.
在彼得里面，他讲说，神是对那些骄傲的，是阻挡的。
It's much better to humble ourselves than have God do it.
最好是我们降卑自己，也不要由神来降卑我们。
I guarantee you, He will do a good job.
我保证你，他做的工作已经很好了。
The proper attitude is also demonstrated by a comparison which Jesus made.
这个正确的态度也是。也是由耶稣用了一个对比，更好的显明出来。
He set a child before the disciples.
他在门徒面前有放了一个孩子。
Jesus said, "He set a child."
Set a child.
Set. He placed a child.
他放了一个孩子。
He said, "Receiving a child in His name was like receiving Jesus."
他讲说，你若接待了一个孩子，就好像接待了他。
He pointed to the child and said, "Whoever humbles himself like a child will be greatest in the kingdom."
他指这个孩子说，凡是接待，凡是像这个孩子一样谦卑自己的，在天堂里面是最大的。
The disciples had showed on another occasion that they thought children to be bothersome.
有多一段经文，我们看到这些门徒觉得孩子有一点麻烦的。
People were bringing children to Jesus to be blessed.
很多人带着这个孩子来到耶稣面前，叫他祝福。
And the disciples were saying, "Keep the children away."
这些门徒讲说，哎，把这个孩子拿走。
They just bother us.
他们太干扰我们了。
Jesus said, "Let the children come to me."
耶稣讲说，让孩子来到我面前。
And set the children before his disciples as an example of humility.
然后把孩子放在门徒面前，作为谦卑的榜样。
Become like a child, he said.
他说，学像一个学像一个小孩。
Become like the person that you think is a bother.
学像一个你觉得干扰人的小孩。
Now there's a second observation I would like to make about principles of spiritual leadership.
有第二个注意，我想带到关于也是领导的原则的。
The spiritual leader is a servant who serves people, but has Jesus Christ as his master.
一个属灵的领导人是一个仆人，他也是服侍人，但耶稣基督是他的主。
Now this observation picks up on the distinction between the two words for servant and slave.
这样的一个观察其实是从这个仆人跟这个奴仆。用人跟这个奴仆的分别而拿出来的。
This principle recognizes that there could be a conflict of interest.
这样的一个原则让我们知道，可能在利益上面有某种的对立。什么利益呢？等一下我们听。
And this conflict will lead to will create a tension in us.
这样的一个利益的 冲突会使某种紧绷的一个情况。
Who exactly are we supposed to be serving?
我们到底应该侍奉谁呢？
Am I everyone's slave to do whatever they say?
我是不是每一个人的奴仆，要做每个人所讲的事情呢？
Now Jesus said very clearly that no one can serve two masters.
耶稣很清楚地讲说，没有一个人能够服侍两个主。
That's in Matthew 6:24.
这是在马太福音六章二十四节。
Even as we serve people, they are not our masters.
甚至当我们在服侍人的时候，他们不是我们的主。
Paul makes it clear that he's not seeking to please men, but God.
保罗很明确地讲说，他不是讨人的欢心，而是讨神的欢心。
He says this in Galatians 1:10.
他在加拉太书一章十节说的。
Do I seek to please men?
我岂是讨人的欢心吗？喜欢吗？
If I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ.
若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
Nevertheless, we are called to serve one another.
但是我们还是叫，我们还是被叫去彼互相是服侍。
Paul states this in the very same letter of Galatians.
保罗在同样的书信加拉太书说了这些话。
The conflict is solved in that Jesus Christ is our master and owner.
这个冲突就能够解决，当我们知道耶稣基督是我们的主人。
He bought us with a price.
他以重价买我们。
1 Corinthians 7:23.
哥林多前书七章二十三节。
Jesus died for us.
耶稣为我们死。
He purchased us.
他买赎了我们。
And he is our master.
而他是我们的主人。
We practice voluntary servitude to others from a position of freedom in Christ.
在一个自由，在基督里面的一种自由的情况里面，我们学习自愿的互相服侍。
Paul said, "I am free from all men."
保罗说，我。
1 Corinthians 9:19.
Yep. 保罗说，我虽是自由的，无人二管。
I have made myself a servant to all.
然而我甘心做了众人的仆人。
That I might win the more.
为要多得人。
In 2 Corinthians 4:5, he called himself bondservants for Jesus' sake.
在哥林多后书四章五节，他叫自己为仆人，为了耶稣基督的缘故。
Christ is central in all of this.
耶稣基督是全部的中心。
And we voluntarily serve others at His command.
而我们自愿地服侍别人，接着因着他的指示。
I used an example earlier of a restaurant.
我之前用了一个餐馆的比喻。
And this shows well the difference.
其实就很明显地显露这个不一样。
A waiter can come to serve you at the table.
一个服务员可以在来到你的桌子面前来服侍你。
In fact, sometimes they even say that.
甚至有些时候他们都讲说我来服侍你。
I am here to serve you this evening.
我是为了来服侍你今晚。
Can you tell them to take the night off?
你可以跟他讲说那你晚上就自由吧。
We can't say that.
我们不能叫他因此不做工晚上。
We're not their masters.
我们不是他的主人。
That's the owner of the restaurant.
是这个餐馆的老板是他的主人。
He can tell them what to do.
这个老板可以叫他做什么事情。
I can't.
我不能。
Even though he's there to serve me.
虽然这一个服务员是来招待我的。
And we are like that waiter.
而我们就像这个服务员。
We serve people.
我们服侍别人。
But under the direction of Jesus Christ.
但是照着神的指示。
He owns us.
因为神拥有我们。
And he gives us the commands.
神给我们这个指示。
And we serve others as he directs us.
我们照着他的指示而服侍人。
There's a third observation about the principles of spiritual leadership.
有第三个观察关于这个属灵的领导原则。
The spiritual leader is a servant who carries the responsibility of stewardship.
这个属灵的领导人是一个仆人，但他拿着管家的这个责任。
It is primarily required of a steward that he be found faithful.
他主要身为一个管家的，他需要是忠心的。
Now leadership, service, and stewardship are regularly combined.
那这个领导人服侍的跟这个管家很多时候是列在一起的。
We see this in a number of Bible verses.
我们在圣经许多经节看得到。
Titus 1:7.
提多书一章七节。
For an overseer must be blameless as a steward of God.
监督既是神的管家，必须无可指责。
Luke 12:42.
路加福音十二章四十二节。
Who then is that faithful and wise steward who his master will make ruler over his household?
谁是那忠心有见识的管家，主人派他管理家里的人？
In Mark 12:1-12, Jesus gives a parable.
在马可福音十二章一到十二节，耶稣给了一个比喻。
He identifies the steward with the high priest and scribes.
他以这个比喻来讲大祭司跟文士。
Paul speaks of himself also in 1 Corinthians 9.
保罗也说到自己在哥林多前书九章。
He says, I have been entrusted with the stewardship.
他说我被
halfway through the
okay.
quote.
他说责任却已经托付了我来做这个事情，福音的事情。
It's in that passage that he says, I have made myself a servant to all.
是在这一段里面他才讲说我为了全部人变成了仆人。
He speaks of the same in Colossians chapter 1.
他在哥罗西书同样的这样说。
He said he became a minister of the church.
他说他成为他教会的执事。
That's the word for deacon.
这个其实就是我们的长老的意思，执事的意思。
A servant.
一个仆人。
According to the stewardship from God.
根据神所给他的管家权利。
Perhaps the most important verse for this concept is 1 Corinthians 4:1-2.
或许最重要的经节就在哥林多前书四章一到二节。
Could you read that, those two verses, please?
人应当以我们为基督的执事。为神奥秘事的管家，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
A steward is someone who has been given responsibility for something.
一个管家是某个人给他一个责任。
Now we have been given a number of things.
我们有得到许多东西。
And we are stewards of these things.
我们是这些东西的管家。
We are stewards of the gospel.
我们是福音的管家。
We are stewards of the truth.
我们是真理的管家。
We are stewards of our spiritual gifts.
我们是属灵恩赐的管家。
We are even stewards of our own bodies.
我们甚至是自己身体的管家。
Because they are not our own.
因为它不是我们自己的。
They belong to Jesus Christ.
它是基督的。
We are stewards of our time.
我们是时间的管家。
Our time has been given to us by God.
哦，时间是神所给我们的。
The standard by which stewards will be judged is faithfulness.
这个管家怎么样被审判，的这个准则就是他们的忠心。
If we are asked, have we done our job correctly? It will be answered according to whether we have been faithful.
如果人问我们，我们有没有做好给我们的这份责任，就要看我们对这份工作的忠心就会显示出来。
We see this in our family.
我们能够在家庭里面看得出来。
When our children were younger, we would sometimes give them a job to do.
有些时候，孩子还小的时候，我们会给他一些工作做。
I'm going to the store.
我要去杂货店。
When I am gone, you are to wash the dishes.
当我不在的时候，你洗碟子。
When I come home, I expect to find them clean.
我回来的时候，我希望看到他们干净。
They were made stewards at that time.
他们就是当时候的管家。
They were given a job.
他们有这一个工作。
And whether they did it correctly or whether how they acted depended upon whether they did the job.
他们怎么样行，就看他们。就看着他们的工作。
When we came home, we looked at the dishes.
我们回来的时候，我们就看着他们的碟子。
Were they done?
他们有没有做？
If so, they had been faithful.
如果做了，他们就是忠心。
That is what God expects of us.
这个就是神要求我们的。
He has given us the gospel.
他给了我们福音。
Do we use the gospel correctly?
我们有没有对的应用这个福音呢？
He has given us spiritual gifts.
他给了我们属灵恩赐。
Are we using those spiritual gifts?
我们是否有没有正确的用这个属灵恩赐？
Paul had to ask Timothy this.
保罗需要问提摩太这个。
Don't neglect the spiritual gifts that are in you.
不要忽略你们有的属灵恩赐。
Because he was a steward of those gifts.
因为他们是属灵恩赐的管家。
We will not be held responsible for that which God does not expect us to accomplish.
神没有要求我们做的事情，我们不需要负责任。
I cannot produce fruit in someone else's life.
我不能使一个人生命结果子。
I will not be held responsible for that.
所以他结不结果子，我不需要负责任。
But I do have the word of God.
但我有神的话语。
And I will be held responsible if I share that with someone.
我有没有跟那个人分享福音，分享神的话语，这是我的责任。
I can sow the word of God.
我可以撒种。
I can water what is sown.
我可以浇灌我所撒种的。
But God produces the fruit.
但神使这个树是结果子。
I am only a steward of the word.
我只不过是神话语的管家。
It's important to consider this practically.
很重要，我们来想，很实际的想这个事情。
What does it mean to be a servant in practice?
什么是作为一个仆人？
Ask yourselves, when was the last time you valued others more highly than yourself?
问一下自己，你上一次注重别人多过自己的时候是几时呢？
When did you really serve someone else?
你几时真的服侍别人了？
Can you think of specific examples?
你能不能够想到很准确、很仔细的一些例子？
Another help is to list practical characteristics of humility.
多一个是我们可以把实际的这个谦卑特征写下来。
How would you describe humility?
你会怎么样形容谦卑？
Do we show these characteristics?
我们有没有彰显这些特征？
Or do we show the characteristics of being proud?
还是我们彰显骄傲的特征？
Have you served someone recently?
你最近有没有服侍人？
What other possibilities exist for service?
还有什么服侍的机会存在呢？
Can you point to evidence in your life that Jesus is your master?
你可不可以指向耶稣基督在你就是主接着你生命的一些例子？
This is a good challenge for all of us.
这是给予我们的一个好的挑战。
Just to think back during the last week.
想想看上个礼拜。
Is there anything I chose to do because I consciously knew Jesus was my master?
有没有什么东西我选择做，因为我很清楚的知道耶稣是我的主？
Did I just go through the week normally?
我是不是就不很普通的过了一个星期？
Did I just do what I wanted to do?
我是不是做了我想要做的事情？
Or was there ever a conscious choice I do this because of Jesus?
还是有一样事情是我很显然的做是因为耶稣。
In what ways have I sought to please him?
我用了什么方法来讨他的欢心？
It's good also to ask what we've been given.
也很好的来问说，有一个也是很好的问题去问说我们得到了什么？
These are things of which I'm a steward.
这些东西就是我是管家的。
Some of us have been given a family.
我们一些人有一个家庭。
They're not my family.
这些家庭不是我的家庭。
I don't own them.
我不拥有这些家庭。
Even my children.
甚至我的孩子。
I had to learn this some years ago.
我需要几年前学到这个。
My children belong to God.
我的孩子是属于神的。
I happen to have a stewardship now.
我只不过是现在有这个管家的责任。
And I must consider my relationship to them in that fashion.
而我需要以这样的方式来想着我跟他的关系。
I've been given the word of God.
我神给我他的话语。
There are some places in the world they don't even have one translation.
世界有些地方连一个翻译都没有。
We have dozens of translations.
我们什么种译本都有。
I can read it in different languages.
我可以用不同的语言来读出来。
Am I a good steward of what I've been given?
我是不是这些话语的好管家？
We can also seek to recognize servants and servant leaders.
我们也可以去寻求怎么认识到这些仆人跟这些仆领袖仆人。
We are often looking for people to be leaders in the church.
我们常常需要找人做领袖。
A good question to start with is what is getting done in the church.
一个很好的问题可以作为开始的是，什么事情在教会里面已经被做了？
Who is stepping in and actually doing something?
谁是那个做来了这个教会真的在做一个事情的？
Then what is getting done without noticing the person doing it?
有什么事情被成就而别人没有注意到是谁成就的？
Some people do things to be noticed.
有些人做东西就是要为人家，为了让人家看到。
Other things get done and nobody asks who did it.
有些事情是做了，可是没有人去问说是谁做的。
That person is a servant.
那个人是一个仆人。
That person for me is a candidate for leadership in the church.
那个人对于我是一个教会里面领袖的一个可能性。
Because they've already shown themselves as one who is ready to serve.
因为他已经显示他自己是一个可以预备好来服侍的人。
There's another question that could be asked.
有多一个问题可以问的。
What is getting done by numbers of people?
哦，有什么事情是由许多人做的？
And then ask who is behind that.
然后做这些事的后面的主使人是谁呢？
Who is motivating others to serve?
这个人谁是这个推动这些人来服侍的呢？
These are things that help us recognize who are truly servants in a church.
这些就能够让我们知道谁是在教会里面真正的仆人。
They have the heart that Jesus wants in leaders.
他们有着耶稣所要领袖有的心肠。
So let us rise to the challenge of biblical leadership.
所以我们可以看着这个挑战来去面对。
First, we need to change our thinking about leadership.
首先，我们需要改变我们的思想。
The leader is not to rule, but to serve.
一个领导人不是要统治，而是要服侍。
And second, begin practicing biblical leadership.
第二样是我们开始学习合乎圣经的领导。
Let us serve one another with Christ as our master.
让我们互相的服侍，为基督我们的主。
Amen.
Amen.